Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, before we get to the entertainment page, I need to give a shout out to Pacers Running Store. We're friends with Chris Farley.
Yes.
And this is one of those things where it didn't even go through Chris. I actually stopped over Pacers in Fairfax, and Doug's the manager over there, and he took care of my wife, actually, who got new running shoes. She's doing this relay marathon coming up in October. But they didn't have her particular size, so the guy was like, don't worry, we'll get it from one of the other stores, and we'll send it to your house.
Yeah.
And there was some sort of mix-up, and it ended up still being a half size off.
Mix-ups are hard.
And so she actually debated not fixing them and just sucking up and going with the tighter shoe. And
yep.
I was like, nah, and just talk to Chris and they'll set you up. And she's like, well, I don't want to get the guy in trouble, which I don't think the manager would have gotten in trouble for the wrong pair showing up at the house.
Mm-hmm.
So she sends him a message. The guy drove from the Fairfax store last night, brought the correct size, dropped them off, swapped them out. And then I asked him, you came from Fairfax to Gaithersburg? Where do you live? Centerville.
Mm.
So I told Chris, I told Chris via text, I was like, this guy's a machine.
That's silly customer service,
though.
What is he doing?
He's like, that's what we got to do nowadays to compete with Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Door-to-door service.
He's like,
service.
That's actually faster than Amazon.
Amazon's breathing down your neck.
So props to Doug.
Farley gets size.
He drove from Fairfax to Gaithersburg and then had to go home to Centerville, I guess.
Yeah, he knows you're going to talk
dropping
about
dropping off the shoes. So,
Valdez, we got to thank somebody else.
Who do you have to thank? Mr. Kava.
We all have to thank him.
Oh, is Kava here?
Oh, the cards.
Mm. I put out the bat signal. I should get most of the props for that.
I'll give you props.
Thank you.
Just because you begged the hardest.
Because we get some of the cards.
Because
you have a fistful.
The package weighed about 30 pounds.
Well, I asked for 50, to be honest. I did.
It's more than 50.
Now, you're not going to get 50 because it's going to be split seven ways.
I think the priority.
It's going to be a choppity chop.
Look, when Puma Pete comes, Jason takes most of it, let's be honest.
No.
When Kyle,
I just order more than you.
What?
Like 6 months ago.
It takes a long time to fulfill an order of that size.
No, they sent us. Remember, it was a much reduced.
It was a reduced order. There was a pair of shorts in there that obviously was too small for me. It might have been yours.
I think it was definitely mine.
I think I gave a day wad.
Right. I remember it was. I had a week of vacation. Puma Pete, you were doing the order, and I actually sent the order.
Actually, I have them. They're in your cubby thing.
There you go.
Silly.
They've been sitting there for months.
Yeah, I just forgot.
Believe me, we ordered about 25 things and they sent about 8.
But it was very nice of them.
Very nice of them.
Put out the bat signal to Rob Soler from the Wizards.
Man, we haven't heard from Rob in a long time.
And Rob reached out and said, don't worry, I got you. We at least Drabby and I.
Oh, okay.
No, but I think probably all the boys. Because Drabby wants those new NBA socks.
All right.
What, the Stance socks? Do they
Stance
still have the deal?
So finished.
They're done? They're dead?
It's all Nike.
Oh.
Got it. Yep.
They look nice.
It'd be nice.
The bat signal. There it is.
I got to thank the good people over it. Is it Gusto? Is that what you call it? They brought those gift cards. And since I was... here's the truth. I had one Kava gift card left, so I gave that to my boy. And then I looked in and went, I still have Gusto. So I went over and I had my first salad from Gusto.
Is it called Gusto? I felt like it was...
Gusto? How do you pronounce it?
I felt like it was...
I think it's just Gusto. Like, go for the Gusto.
Didn't he win a French Open?
I thought there was another name attached to it.
What?
I thought there was another name attached to it.
I don't know. It's like Gusto Fresh Food or something. I don't know what it is. Listen, all I know is it's next to Kava and it's silly.
Signal's running rampant today. Oh, man.
All I know is when I broke out one of those Kava cards the last time I went... The guy who was in line next to me was super duper jelly. He was coveted. Like the way we covet Jason Taylor's mansion in Florida, that's the way he was looking at my
Kava card. Well, someone's going to be jelly of me today at about 11.
Yeah. Well, I think the theme of this segment is, with great pace or gusto, you head on over to Kava.
Yes,
my
exactly.
Wife,
Pace yourself.
Work them all in there.
My wife gets so horny when I come home with those cards.
It's a really?
Yeah. Kava's like an aphrodisiac.
Hey, hold on, back up. How about when I gave you a bottle of Greg Norman wine
that's true.
I just had sitting in my locker? Just extra. And I just
she likes Kava more than that.
How'd you find that in your locker with the Cheerios and the rest of the crap?
It's very hard.
I saw Cakes open up his locker the other day.
These?
What are you, three?
Like, he loves Cheerios.
They're heart healthy. They can lower cholesterol. They're silly. They're good for you.
They say they lower cholesterol?
Right here, right in the box, Richard. Look at it right there.
How was your cholesterol yesterday when you had eggs and bacon?
Probably not so good. That's why I have to have the silly Cheerios today.
He has old nubby beer koozies in there. He's got so many tchotchkes.
I have my Bryce Harper starting lineup, sports figurine.
No, honestly, it was full.
I have John Feinstein's book. I have a koozie. I have a hoodie in case I get cold. What else do I have?
Seriously,
I have at least two mugs. I'm just ready. I'm ready for any sort of scenario.
You're ready for any kind of natural disaster.
Yes. He locks it up so unnecessarily because nobody would ever go into that locker.
I would lock it. People steal all the time around
here. So anyway, there you go.
Tervis Raiders mug.
You get your Puma shorts today.
I get my Puma shorts 6 months later.
Now he's trying to steal them. From
9 months later. Well, we couldn't fit
Don't give those Kava cards to Awad. He's eaten enough for three people lately.
Jonah.
You should see his belly.
I think he's got his share, though. He already took some.
He already took some?
He actually needs them the most.
Yeah.
He needs
all of them.
I mean, that kid's belly is outrageous.
Now, he just needs a certain amount because he doesn't have a family, so he just needs for himself.
Well, he could spread them to Maury, to his pops.
I still can't believe he had a chick give him pictures on Snapchat, and he had the balls to click. Like, if you take a screen cap of that, it alerts them that you just took a picture.
Oh, it does?
Yeah,
I know nothing about Snapchat. Snapbook.
If you take a screen cap of a Snapchat, it immediately alerts the person that creep just took a picture of your picture.
That's kind
of
weird.
The whole point of it is so it disappears. I can't believe
he's keeping it alive, that big dummy.
Hey, Drabby, is that just people don't care anymore? It's so common.
Yeah, I think these girls sending these nudes,
they don't even care.
Yeah.
Yeah, it must be bottom of the barrel.
Well, I saw.
It wasn't the worst thing I've ever seen.
It wasn't the cream of the crop.
Yeah, but it wasn't the worst thing I've ever seen. For him?
It's fine.
For him, it's fine.
If they were an NFL team, what would they be?
Jags?
Jags have a win.
I think Jags. They still have Blake Bortles, a quarterback. Huh?
The Bears? The Bears. They were terrible this past weekend.
Cold weather team. Awful.
It's pretty bad.
Again, he found another girl that doesn't have Facebook, Instagram, and doesn't have any snaps to show us.
Right. No social media.
So no face pictures for this girl.
He only showed one. Is that the one he showed one picture of? Where she's like modeling some product?
I don't know.
God. I don't know. Jason, you got to see this belly. When he lifts the shirt up, it just falls over.
I don't want to see it.
Falls over the waistband.
No, he's got a hurting shirt on today, too.
He's so hurt. All right.
He looks like a Cameron Grazie.
Looks dirty.
He is stinky. All right, let's... Can I hear the entertainment music? We're trying to get to this already. We're trying to talk about herpes. What are the chances he's got herpes?
Slim. AWOD.
He doesn't. Yeah, to bang to get the herp.
Albert Hainsworth, better chance.
Oh, probably a lock.
Have no idea. Don't want to be sued.
Yeah.
So just Usher, of course, has had quite a few people accuse him of giving him genital herpes, including the male accuser, who now is giving more details, and he's claiming he exposed them to the genital herpes when they had sex in a Koreatown spa in Los Angeles. Can you imagine that, Cakes?
Hold on.
Koreatown.
Rewind for me, please. A dude is accusing Usher of giving him the herpes?
Yes. Now, I thought it was maybe like from some sort of terrible, devil's threesome or something.
Right.
It sounds like this is just
a one-on-one
rendezvous. Usher sized to get it in.
At a Koreatown massage parlor?
Yes.
That sounds dicey.
It wasn't massage envy, was it?
I hope not. They had a shady incident. Where was that location?
D.C., I believe.
D.C., where the guy was giving the woman a massage, and he took some liberties that were a shock.
Right. And then he claimed he didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
I mean, it's outrageous what he did. He did the worst thing you could probably, violating a woman.
Right.
Is it safe?
Yeah, what's wrong? You didn't like it?
Maybe you'd done it before.
You didn't dump that, did you?
You can't just don't describe where.
I just said.
I know, but.
Just don't be descriptive. Just
I
don't
mean,
be
I couldn't be more vague.
I know.
I know. It's but you know it's, it is what it's it like is. A national story now too.
Yeah.
Right.
Pretty good pub they're getting.
Yeah, they're not envious of the pub.
They are not.
Two women, of course, have also sued him. One woman who hasn't divulged her identity yet says she had sex with Usher at least twice, and after she contracted the herp from him,
keep doing it.
Her twins were stillborn, which they say is a direct consequence of giving birth while infected with herpes.
Mm. Wow.
That's a terrible end of the story.
Usher, on his end, has refused to acknowledge that he has it. He's also refused to take an STD test.
He's a mess.
Yeah, he is a hot mess.
He's so hurt.
What is his most famous song, by the way?
Oh, he had no idea. That one album.
Yeah.
That one album had about six hits.
The song's
You've heard
called
it
Yeah.
You've heard it 10,000 times.
You maybe heard it a billion times.
Sure. Yeah. I've got it right here.
No. That's not
Who's
it.
Who's that? It's Larry.
It's Larry.
I felt bad for Shaq for a moment, but luckily he didn't embarrass himself too much. He was hollering at some chick. He slid into her DMs.
I hate that phrase.
It was some girl that's like at Arizona State. She was totally using him. And then as soon as he like
Go
started
Devils.
Posting pictures of himself. Now, luckily, he was wearing a police uniform.
Good defense.
At least he had the brains not to post a dong shot.
Didn't look
yet.
Like he said anything that bad.
No,
either.
It was pretty innocuous. But he was in her direct messages, and yeah. He was kind of hollering.
He's single, though, right?
I believe so. But it's just embarrassing. When you're like hollering at chicks on direct message. Lenny Dykstra did that the other day.
It's a grasper move.
With Lena Dunham, and he tried to claim it was him mocking social media.
He might be the horniest person on the planet, Len Dykstra, who you've hung out with.
Believe me, you're not far off.
Oh, I know I'm not far off.
Aaron Carter's in trouble. That guy, he's not
super
long
skinny.
For this world. His friends are saying he's addicted to opiates, and you could see it.
Yeah.
And the cops, I guess, rushed to his house after maybe. Do you have the 911 call?
Let me put him on my Deadpool 2018 prospects. Do you want to hear my list, by the way, for 2018?
Yeah.
For the Deadpool?
Quickly.
Well, Artie Lang, of course, he's got to go on.
Yeah.
War Machine, who's going to go to prison for the next like 70 years.
Yeah, he'll
He might just donk off in prison. Mm-hmm. Bill Cosby, Jerry Sandusky, Nick Fairley from the NFL, who has a heart condition. Ric Flair, have you seen Rob Ryan lately? He weighs 500 pounds.
Does he really?
Rob Ryan is bigger than this studio.
So he's going to stroke out.
And now Aaron Carter.
Well, Aaron Carter, I think, should be at the top of the list because they're having all of these like wellness checks on him. The cops raced over. Here's, I think, his buddy calling him. Was he driving at the time? Did he say that Aaron was driving?
This is just the wellness check.
Okay. All right.
I'm calling about Aaron. I was just calling to see if there's any way you guys could send an officer to go check in on him.
Is there something going on right now that, Colin, have you heard from him at all?
Well, I haven't personally left his apartment about an hour ago, and the thing is he's a very heavy drug user, and he's inhaling computer duster, and he was doing it all night, and they got into a huge fight, and she ended up leaving.
Yeah, she actually called in earlier and stated that she was going to go check up on him, and she was going to call back.
So he's inhaling the computer spray that you spray on the keyboard to clean it? That's not a good sign.
Yeah, I think he's huffing that.
Yeah, that's bad. He's into
if you look at any pictures of him lately, it's awful.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks terrible. So
he was just in Leesburg.
Right, at the Tally Ho.
Performing at the Tally Ho, I believe so.
Correct.
I don't think he canceled the show.
No. He's probably going to donk off. Yeah. He looks terrible.
He weighs, he's 6 feet tall. Yeah. He weighs 115 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah, he looks terrible. Mm. It's not good.
I wish I could ship him 25 of my pounds. Hook him.
Did you? Oh, yeah, you can hook him up right away.
We should send him some Kava cards.
send him a gift back.
Right, you can have the spicy meatballs, those lamb balls.
Eric got concerned because he wants to share.
Now Aaron Carter's going to take part of the Kava bounty that got sent to us.
Yeah, he's not getting any of that. You could slice off some of Awad's belly, too. Don't get yourself.
Sure.
He's got plenty to spare. All right,
what a
ship
job
those,
we have.
Ship those gift cards.
There's plenty of them in there, bro.
Think about it. Earlier in the week, we were talking about John Beckley and Potbelly.
I know. We have a lot of friends in the the food industry.
We certainly do. We appreciate them all.
When you go through the register and you're eating a silly meal and you pay Zippy. It honestly, it makes my day every day.
It's gotten so bad that these two dope producers, you know, they showed up at Cava last week at the same time
with the same cards.
Gift cards all over the place.
That was embarrassing.
So embarrassing. Gift card after gift card.
The people behind the register, they don't
look
care.
Look like a Vegas magic show over there. All the cards.
But when I was
flying
at Gusto, is it Gusto or Gusto?
I think it's Gusto.
When
but
I was
I don't
at Gusto,
know.
They asked me, did I want the chicken too? And I had to, I said, hold on, let me look at the card. I didn't know.
I think they might have to charge you for that.
Yeah, because I think it was an extra $1.95. I didn't know if the card hooked it.
Which funny is, so it was like on a Friday, so. Driving, me and Drab are hanging out after the show and after meetings, or whatever. And then we're getting ready to leave. You know, we say goodbye.
Separately.
We leave separately. All right, Drab, you have a great weekend. You too, Valdez. I'll see you Monday. All right, man. You don't watch this game? Yeah. Cool. Yeah. All right, we'll talk about it on Monday. And we speed out of the parking lot. Then all of a sudden, we're walking into Cava.
Shameless.
Like, boy, they were, all two, of us are.
Two numbers.
Yeah. Free is king.
Yeah.
It's the reality.
Let me tell you something that works, because my son said straight up he wanted to go to Chipotle. I said, no, we're going to Cava.
Right.
Because that's where I have cards for.
What do you think I just texted my wife?
Cava for lunch.
Cava for lunch.
New
get
lunch
ready.
Date. Nice. Look
excellent.
At you, Mr. Romantic.
Yeah. Excellent.
The romantic spot.
Coming up next, our pal Skippy. We'll talk winners, give you fatties, NFL weekend, college football weekend here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.